Last week I spoke on the midah of Ahava. I want to explain the reason, the nekuda. I mentioned it briefly, and I'm going to speak now very briefly on this point. But there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, it's a gemara, mishenichnas odor marbim besimcha. Rav Dessler explains, Poshet over there in that Gemara Rashi. We find Purim and Pesach are Yomim Toivim of Gilu Yavahava, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. There's the Avoida of Purim, which Klal Yisrael achieved a very high Madrega, the Gemara says, of Hodor Kiblu Ome Yahava. Purim was a Kabbalah Satorah Miyahava. The avoida of appreciating Ahava Sakodesh Baruch Hu and arousing Ahava within ourselves is the specifically unique to the Yom Tov of Purim and Pesach. These are the Yom Tovim of the Midah of Ahava. And in Izah Hachonah, and is a hachon. The kli for a person to be able to be shaykh to bechal the midah of ahava is that kama he has the midah of simcha. The yisod of simcha is appreciating what one has, realizing what a person has. Eizu Osher HaSomeach B'chelkoi, Napis is also true. Sameach B'chelkoi is an Osher. Posh. And that's the Shoresh and the Yesod to be able to achieve Ahav. Now Ahav needs Yira. Ahav without Yira is uncontrolled, and a person can never always be on a high of Ahava. Chazal say you need both midas to balance. We need both midas. If a person is only an oyhev, so when something is challenging, he'll slip. Because a person can't always be only driven by the midah of Ahava. A person needs both midas. And that's Rosh Hashanah, Elul, Yom Kippur, is the midah of Yira. But a person needs both. This week's parsha is the fourth parsha, which focuses and is the shleimus and the hashlam of the Maisa HaMishkon, which be yesoidoi is the greatest gilui of hashras hashchina v'ahava ben Yisrael avim shebashamayim, and the whole mahus of the concept of Hashra'as Shechina is what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence should be felt and to be connected in a very, very practical way. The Klal Yisrael should be connected to Avim Shebashamayim. That's the betamtzis, the whole mahus, the yisod of Hashra'as Shechina. In this week's parsha, there's a phrase that we have many, many, many times, over and over, the same words. You notice the Balkara will be saying these words over and over. Vayasu, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. We have these words every single few psukim, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. What's the emphasis on the kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe? Zok the Beis Halevi. Where did Klal Yisrael go wrong by Cheto Egel? They went very wrong, Nebuch. But to begin, the beginning was, they came to Aaron, Zoyish Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was our leader, who directed us and took us out of Mitzrayim, Lo yadanu mehoyaloi. We need a vehicle how to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael had complained. They got scared. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself directly, they said, Daber ata imonu v'nishma. You be the intermediate. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yitivu asher diber. Moshe Rabbeinu thought it was wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, it's coming from a Yira Shamayim. Navi Mikir, there'll be an intermediate. Adarabba, I'll teach you the Torah and you'll teach it over to them. That was okay. At some point they thought they lost Moshe Rabbeinu, they lost it. And they decided, we'll do something different. We'll do it on our own. We'll use an egel as a way of connecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They came to Aaron with the taina. They very quickly, toch kedei, slipped. The moment they slipped, there was already arayas, there was already ritzicha. But initially, they came with the lam de shetaina for the sake of kutcha brichu, of being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tikkun of the Mishkan is, as great as intentions are, the midah v'ava, it has to be restrained in the gedorim of the exact definitions of halacha. Zok, the Beis Halevi, you open a Nefesh HaChaim, he gives you a remozim, a mashu, of how the whole Seder of Avodas HaMishkan was connected to all the Olamos Elyonim, the Shulchan brought down Hashpov Parnosa, and the Mizbeach had its achievement of Kapora, and the effect of Olam, and the effect of a Shlomim, and the Menorah is the Chochman, and then there's the Chochman, and then there's the Hashpov of every single Avodah. And the whole Mishkan is mechuvit keneged different nekudas in Olam HaSeh Elyonim. Now, trying to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu using spiritual actions as a way of being mamshich kedusha, it could almost border on avodah zarah. You're using this hashpah on it. What defines what's right and what's wrong? Klal Yisrael and Medrash says, why did they take an egel? Because the Kisakov is short. And they had all their cheshbonis of how and what they were going to do. But there's a posuk. Elohim aseich leisas lecho. Leisas lecho kol pesel. They try to do things on their own. They wanted to maybe had a tremendous midah v'ahava, but it wasn't restrained by Yira. It wasn't in the gedorim of halacha. Came the Mishkan, it's a tikkun on chet egel. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. With all great intentions, you can never budge. Never budge from Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. We need ahava. V'ahavta es Hashem lekecho, it's a mitzvah, and a person has to work on himself, and slowly but surely over the years in yeshiva, a person has to create that connection of ahava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the purpose of everything. That's a madriga that a person has to aspire and to achieve, to be connected in a deep, deep emotional way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to his Torah and to his mitzvahs. It has to be always balanced. For two reasons. First of all, it's not, as an inspirational koyach, it's not enough. And even though the purpose, maybe the whole purpose is to be dovuk and to be chavuk and to very nice. Ober kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. It has to work with the gedorim of halacha. Now, for two reasons. A, the yira. Our emotional status is not enough because of ahava, as great as the midah of ahava might be, to keep us in place. Hashem Elokecha tira, we need the midah of yira. Secondly, there is no connecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the best intentions unless it is negdorim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe.